Matea Matkovic wants to know,
how can I motivate myself to do something with my life?
You have to go to school. That's a good thing to do with your life.
Go on an adventure. Just do something, and if you like it, keep at it.
Find something you really enjoy and do it.
Look into what you like to do as a hobby.
People who like to, you know, comic books, they could be a good artist.
Think about the things that you're passionate about.
Say you live over by a baseball field or the softball field, and they have an adult league. You should go out there and join a team.
Type motivation into YouTube. So many videos will just pop up that you watch until 4 in the morning, and you're like, you know what, I should do something with my life. But then you just spent the last 6 hours watching YouTube videos, so I mean, it doesn't help, but it makes you feel motivated.
Not gonna lie, this is a problem that I have. If you set your goals for the later things in life, it's easier to take the steps to achieve them rather than just be like, all right, guess today I'm gonna apply to 30 colleges, hope I get in.
Deathblade 13, that's a great name.
How do I survive the loss of my smartphone? I thought you were going to say grandma.
I think that nowadays, the new technology able to trace it. There's an app that, you know, that you can put in the computer and they were able to locate it.
I think it's good to, you know, be off your phone for a little while. So look, go outside and enjoy nature for a little while, then go pick up a new iPhone.
Look around. There's things, there's people, actual people you can have conversations with. And just wait for your replacement.
It's a simple answer, my friend. Buy a new one.
You get a new one. I mean, honestly, this day and age, everybody needs a phone.
Buy a new one? That's just the easiest question to solve.
If I lost my iPod or my phone, I will be so scared. So what you should do is that use all your money and buy a new one.
That is very sad. I'm sorry.
You really don't. You just grieve until you get it back.
You need to give that thing a proper funeral. You need to get a shoebox. You need to bury it. You need to cry over it. You put flowers on it. You give it the respect it deserves. And in return, you will have such a peace of mind. It's beautiful.